Hello, my name is Keegan Peck, and this is the Pipeline Project Podcast. Has anyone ever hurt you? Of course they have. Has anyone ever hurt you badly? Badly enough that you have a very strong dislike for them? Almost a reflexive one. Maybe even, if you're not careful, it can look a lot like hate. I hope this has never happened to you, but I'm betting that even if you haven't gone as far as hating someone, you've still felt, and maybe exhibited, some very hateful feelings towards someone. And that's just human nature. If someone wrongs us, we have a repulsion toward them, and we want to pay them back for what they've done to us, because we didn't deserve that. But life is complicated, isn't it? It's complicated because we have to interact with other people who are different from us. Every person has different tastes, personalities, and quirks. We are all unique, which, in and of itself, is what makes us interesting and able to solve very complex problems. But it also creates problems. It's impossible not to upset someone else. It's impossible not to be upset by someone else. Because we are all imperfect. We are all flawed. It makes it difficult to get along with and be at peace with others, doesn't it? And when you throw in sin and pain with that, it should be impossible, right? There is nothing about our human nature that encourages us to get along with others. But that's where our nature fails us. Our nature is earthly and selfish, and that is what we as Christians are at war with. But getting along with others isn't what we're called to do, is it? Maybe we could somehow do that and stop there. But we're called to go much farther, aren't we? We are called to love others. And not just the people who love us, but to love even those who hate us. Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 48 says, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may prove yourselves to be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Even the tax collectors, do they not do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Even the Gentiles, do they not do the same? Therefore, you shall be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect." Doesn't that seem a little extreme for Jesus to have commanded us to love others, even our enemies? It really is. But maybe that's the point. Christians are called to be radically different from the world. We are called to be like our Heavenly Father who loves everyone, even though we have all rebelled and sinned against Him. And in another sense, what kind of statement does that make to the world when we behave so differently from others? Differently than our human nature. Jesus lived out the love of God when he became human and entered this world. He lived out a perfect life and demonstrated the love of God, and it was powerful. We're shown in many instances where Jesus showed love, kindness, and forgiveness when it wasn't expected, especially from someone who was considered by many at the time not to be the Messiah, but a teacher, like the Pharisees and the Sadducees. From the accounts we're given, the teachers of the law were quick to condemn and slow to love. But we're not Jesus. He was perfect, and we're not. Well, that's true. However, he was human when he was on this earth, and he told us in Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. Now, I'm not prepared or qualified to delve into the finer points of what Jesus meant when he said to be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. However, I find it interesting that he says that right after talking about loving our enemies and praying for those who persecute us. After he says that God sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. And we can look at a similar passage in Luke, in chapter 6, verses 27 through 36. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who are abusive to you. Whoever hits you on the cheek, offer him the other also. And whoever takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic from him either. Give to everyone who asks of you, and whoever takes away what is yours, do not demand it back. Treat people the same way you want them to treat you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do not do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners in order to receive back the same amount. But love your enemies, and do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. And your reward will be great, and you will be the sons of the Most High, for He Himself is kind to ungrateful and evil people. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. That words it a little differently, and maybe it drives it home just a little bit better. That God has been merciful to us, though we don't deserve it. And if we are going to follow God, we must strive to be like Him. We must be willing to do for others what He has done for us. In Matthew chapter 18, Jesus tells a very hard-hitting parable on forgiving others. In Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 35, it reads, Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to 7 times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to 7 times, but up to 70 times 7. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And he laid his hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me what you owe me. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay you all. And he would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were grieved, and came and told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you? And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you, from his heart, does not forgive his brother his trespasses. When I hear this parable, it stings a little, because I find myself too often being more like the first servant. God has forgiven me of all my sins. All of them. I sin every single day, numerous times a day. And even one of those is enough for me to spend eternity in hell. But He forgave them. All of them. Every single one. And then I find myself, when someone else wrongs me, being unwilling to let go and forgive them. I have a lifetime of sins, and God forgave me. So why do I find it so hard to forgive others? Maybe it's because it's human nature, and that's the problem. Our human nature goes against the Spirit, as Paul wrote in Ephesians 5. But we are called to be more. We are called to be like God. And He didn't just give us the command. He came to earth through Christ and showed us how to live and how to love. And even when He hung on that cross in agony after experiencing the worst of humanity, as He was being mocked, He prayed to God, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." If He could do all that, can't we forgive others? It all seems so petty when compared to what Christ did. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32 says, "Be kind to one another, compassionate, forgive each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you." So maybe if we can keep that perspective in our minds, maybe we can be a little less harsh with others who have wronged us. Maybe we can keep reminding ourselves that they are imperfect, just like us. And though it is always difficult, especially when something horrible is done, we can forgive others. Not through our own power, but through the power of Jesus Christ. He forgave us. Can we forgive others? If you would like to get in touch with me, you can reach me at feedback@thepipelineproject.com. If you enjoy the show, I would love it if you would spread the word. This podcast can only continue to grow with your help. Be sure to subscribe to the show to have it delivered right to your device. And while you're there, a rating or review would be very helpful to help more people find the show. Watch for future episodes released on Sundays. See you next time, and thanks for listening.